Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, some things never change, do they? People who work for the IRS, or for that matter, anyone who has a job collecting government fees, are often viewed with scorn in our society. Nowadays, they are usually just honest, hard-working folks doing a job, but they seem to be viewed in this distinctly unfavorable light by others. We've all heard and read news reports about irate people who show up at government offices to pay their back taxes in very creative ways, like the man in Hartford, Connecticut, who recently paid his $300 back tax bill with 30,000 pennies. Well, it was no different in Jesus' day. As we heard Mother Diane tell us last week, and as Luke's gospel tells us today, tax collectors, although usually well off financially, were despised by their fellow Jews because they enriched themselves at the expense of their neighbors. Today we hear the familiar story of one of these tax collectors, and Luke tells us he was a chief tax collector, no less. The person I'm referring to is Zacchaeus, who climbed a tree to see Jesus because Luke tells us he was short in stature and couldn't see over the crowds. I can relate to poor Zacchaeus. In my own house, my wife and daughter are both 5'10", and my son is 6'5". So now my family refers to me, affectionately, I'm sure, as the little guy. Anyway, Zacchaeus hears that Jesus is passing through his town, Jericho, on the way to Jerusalem, and wants to get a look at him. Judging from the fact that there were crowds thronging the streets, I think we can assume that Jesus' reputation had preceded him. The gospel tells us that Zacchaeus was rich, and he was certainly curious about Jesus, but we are not told that he was looking to repent or even to listen to the words of Jesus. He's like a lot of us today, isn't he? He just wants to look, you know, not get too close. It's kind of like going to a comedy club. You never want to be seated in the first row of tables at a comedy club, right? Why not? Because the comedian may notice you, right? You may get drawn into the act. That's something you don't want to happen. It's much safer to sit at the back and where you can listen and observe, not get too involved. And you can leave when you want to, as people so often do. There are those out there who approach their faith in a similar manner. They kind of know about Jesus, but they don't really want to get too close. Zacchaeus seems to fit into this category. He is a wealthy chief tax collector who, I'm sure, lives a very comfortable life. Yet, there is something in him that makes him want to see Jesus. So, he leaves his tax office and goes down to see for himself what the commotion is about. But the little guy can't see past the crowds. Not to be denied, he looks around and looks up and sees a sycamore tree and determinedly climbs up the tree so he too can see Jesus. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with sycamore trees. Do they grow around here? But they grow very tall, up to 200 feet high. And they would certainly offer a grand view to anybody who can get up into a sycamore tree. When I was growing up in Staten Island, we had several sycamore trees on our street, and we had a very, very huge one in our backyard. Now, I was not a particularly adventurous youth, so I never felt the need to climb this tree. But my brother often would, much to the chagrin of my parents and grandparents. And he would often tell me what wonderful views he would get from up in this tree. So one day, feeling a burst of bravery and not to be outdone by my younger brother, I joined him in climbing this tree, this huge sycamore tree. It was very scary, to be sure, but once we were clear of the housetops, I could see what he had been talking about. Not only could our entire little neighborhood be seen, but beyond that, I could clearly see New York Harbor, the Verrazano Bridge, and the Manhattan skyline, just seemingly just past our touch. I never realized how close all these things were, and that what wonderful sights lay just beyond the end of our street. I just had to have the courage to put my foot on that first branch and start to climb. What happened to Zacchaeus when he climbs his sycamore? Does he see Jesus? Yes, but that's not all. Jesus stops at the tree, looks up, and calls up to Zacchaeus. He tells him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Stop and think what an odd scene this must have presented to the people of Jericho, not to mention Zacchaeus. Hundreds, if not thousands of people are lining the streets to greet Jesus, many of whom must have believed in him. But the gospel doesn't tell us that Jesus stopped to speak to any of them, let alone invite himself over to their houses for a meal. He walks past them all, looks up, and singles out the one person who everyone else regards as the biggest sinner in town, the chief rich tax collector, Zacchaeus. Frankly, every time I read this story, I'm always surprised that Zacchaeus didn't fall out of the tree. I think that would have been my reaction if Jesus looked up at me and invited himself over to my house for dinner. Anyway, Luke tells us further that this provoked two very different, perhaps not unexpected, reactions. Zacchaeus, of course, is thrilled and is eager to have Jesus as his guest. But the people of Jericho, Luke tells us, begin to grumble. I suppose that in today's slang they would be called haters. Right? The people of Jericho are drinking that haterade. In a familiar theme in the Gospels, we hear people ask, why does Jesus often ignore the righteous and single out the sinners, the wicked, the lost among them? Doesn't he realize that he is defiling himself by eating with these people, not to mention wasting his time? Surely they were beyond the saving help of God, by their own choice. Jesus, upon hearing such complaints, always has the perfect answer. You may recall the story from earlier in chapter 5 of Luke's Gospel, after Jesus calls Matthew, who was also a tax collector, to be one of his disciples. That evening, Jesus went to Matthew's house for dinner, and people were scandalized and wanted to know why he would do such a thing. Jesus simply said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." In today's story, he gives a similar response. After Zacchaeus happily comes down from the tree and repents of his ways, Jesus rejoices in his salvation and tells the people, "The Son of Man came to seek out and save the lost." Save the lost. As we heard in the gospel last week, Jesus pointed out that God rejoiced in the true repentance of the tax collector who sincerely begged for forgiveness, rather than the pro forma prayer of the smug Pharisee who, while observing the law and praying loudly for all to hear, lacked a repentant heart. He was just going through the motions. Jesus wants us to know that God will never abandon us, especially when we are at the low points in our lives or lost. This is beautifully expressed in the book of Jeremiah, when we hear God tell us, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Perhaps Zacchaeus really didn't know why he was climbing that tree. He might have even felt a little silly, with people staring at him, wondering why he was up there. But I do know this. The Zacchaeus who climbed up the tree was not the same Zacchaeus who came back down. He had been utterly changed by his encounter with Jesus. Someone who had merely wanted to see Jesus out of curiosity unexpectedly experienced Jesus. There's a big difference between just seeing something and experiencing something, wouldn't you agree? This experience causes Zacchaeus to vow to give half his wealth to the poor and to make restitution to anyone he has ever cheated. Jesus declares that salvation has come to the house of Zacchaeus and rejoices. But not just for Zacchaeus. Jesus is letting all of us know that God especially rejoices for all the lost who find their way home. So what about that sycamore tree? Well, just like the one in Staten Island all those years ago and the one in Jericho that we heard about today, you never know what you're going to see or who's going to see you if you just have a little courage and start to climb. Like Zacchaeus, if we go out and look for Jesus, even if we are lost, especially if we are lost, it is very often then, at that moment, that we are found by him. Amen. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Boy, some things never change, do they? People who work for the IRS, or for that matter, anyone who collects fees for the government, are often viewed with scorn in our society, aren't they? Nowadays, they're usually just honest, hardworking folks doing a job, but they still seem to be viewed in a distinctly unfavorable light by their fellow citizens. We've all heard and read news stories about irate people who show up at government offices to pay their back taxes in very creative ways, like the man in Hartford, Connecticut recently, who paid his $300 back tax bill with 30,000 pennies. Well, it was no different in Jesus' day. As we heard Mother Diane tell us last week, and as Luke's gospel tells us today, tax collectors, although usually well-off financially, were despised by their fellow Jews because they enriched themselves at the expense of their neighbors. Today we hear the familiar story of one of these tax collectors, and Luke tells us he was a chief tax collector, no less. The person I'm referring to is Zacchaeus, who climbed a tree to see Jesus because Luke tells us he was short in stature and couldn't see over the crowds. Mother Diane reminded me before about a little song that she learned in Vacation Bible School when she was a young, wee little Zacchaeus. I never heard that one. I don't remember that one. But when I was writing the sermon, I kept thinking of Randy Newman's Short People. If you were around in the 70s, you remember Short People, right? Poor Zacchaeus. I can relate to poor Zacchaeus. In my own house, my wife and daughter are both 5'10", and my son is 6'5". So now my family refers to me affectionately, I'm sure, as the little guy. Anyway, Zacchaeus hears that Jesus is passing through his town, Jericho, on the way to Jerusalem, and wants to get a look at him. Judging from the fact that there were crowds thronging the streets, I think we can assume that Jesus' reputation had preceded him. The gospel tells us that Zacchaeus was rich, and he was certainly curious about Jesus, but we are not told that he was looking to repent or even to listen to the words of Jesus. He's like a lot of us today, isn't he? He just wants to look, you know, not get too close. It's like when you go to a comedy club, you never want to be seated in the first row of tables, right? Why not? If you've been to a comedy club, Jeff knows what I'm talking about, right? The comedian may notice you. Right? You might get drawn into the act. That's the last thing you want to do when you go to a comedy show. It's much safer to sit in the back where you can listen and observe and leave if you want to, right? There are those out there who approach their faith in a similar manner. They kind of know about Jesus, but they really don't want to get too close. Zacchaeus seems to fit into this category. He's a wealthy chief tax collector who, I'm sure, lives a very comfortable life. Yet there is something in him that makes him want to see Jesus. So he leaves his tax office and goes down to see for himself what the commotion is about. But the little guy can't see past the crowds. Not to be denied, he looks around and sees a sycamore tree and determinedly climbs up the tree so he, too, can see Jesus for himself. I don't know if you're familiar with sycamore trees. They don't seem to grow around here much. They probably do. I just haven't noticed them. But where I grew up in Staten Island, our street was lined with sycamore trees, and we had a really, really big one in the backyard. And sycamores can grow up to 200 feet tall. They're very, very tall trees. If you ever go up in a sycamore tree, you can certainly see miles and miles around. So I mentioned this tree in our backyard. So we had this immense sycamore, and I was not a particularly adventurous youth, so I never felt the need to climb up this tree. But my brother was forever climbing the tree. He was always going up in the tree. And he would always tell me when he came back, eventually he came back down, he would tell me about these wonderful views he could see from up there. So one day, feeling brave, in a burst of energy, I suppose, and tired of being shown up by my younger brother, I joined him in climbing the tree. And it was very scary, I can tell you that. But once we were clear of the housetops, I could see what he had been talking about. Not only could our entire little neighborhood be seen, but beyond that, I could clearly see New York Harbor, the Verrazano Bridge, and the New York skyline, the Manhattan skyline, just beyond, it seemed just beyond our touch. I had never realized how close all these things were, and what wonderful sights lay just beyond the end of our street. I just had to have the courage to put my foot on that first branch and start to climb. What happened to Zacchaeus when he climbs the sycamore? Does he see Jesus? Yeah, he sure does, but that's not all. Jesus stops at the tree, looks up, and calls up to him. He tells him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Stop and think what an odd scene this must have presented to the people of Jericho, not to mention Zacchaeus. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people are lining the streets to greet Jesus, many of whom must have believed in him, but the gospel doesn't tell us that Jesus stopped to speak to any of them, let alone invite himself over to their house for a meal. He walks past them all, looks up, and singles out the one person who everyone else in town, I'm sure, regards as the biggest sinner among them, the rich chief tax collector. Frankly, every time I read this story, I'm always surprised that Zacchaeus didn't fall out of the tree. I think that would have been my reaction if Jesus stopped and looked up at me and invited himself over to my house for dinner. Anyway, Luke tells us further that this provoked two very different, but perhaps not unexpected, reactions. Zacchaeus is thrilled, of course, and is eager to have Jesus as his guest. But the people of Jericho, Luke tells us, begin to grumble. I suppose in today's slang, they'd be called haters. Right? People, right? The people of Jericho were drinking that haterade. In a familiar theme in the Gospels, we hear people ask, why does Jesus often ignore the righteous and single out the sinners, the wicked, the lost among us? Doesn't he realize that he is defiling himself by eating with these people, not to mention wasting his time? Surely they were beyond the saving help of God by their own choice. They put themselves there. Jesus, upon hearing such complaints, always has the perfect answer. You may recall the story from earlier in Luke's Gospel in chapter 5. After Jesus called Matthew, who, as we remember, was also a tax collector, to be one of his disciples. That evening, Jesus went to Matthew's house for dinner. People were scandalized and wanted to know why he would do such a thing. Jesus simply said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." In today's story, he gives a similar response. After Zacchaeus happily comes down from the tree and repents of his ways, Jesus rejoices in his salvation and tells the people, "The Son of Man came to seek out and save the lost." Save the lost. As we heard in the gospel last week, Jesus pointed out that God rejoiced in the true repentance of the tax collector who sincerely begged for forgiveness, who couldn't even raise his eyes, rather than the pro forma prayer of the smug Pharisee, who, while observing the law and praying loudly for all to hear, lacked true repentance. He was just going through the motions. Jesus wants us to know that God will never abandon us, especially when we are at the low points of our life or lost. This is beautifully expressed in the book of Jeremiah when we hear God tell us, "Then you will call on me and come to pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will find me when you seek me with all your heart." Perhaps Zacchaeus really didn't know why he was climbing that sycamore tree. He might have even felt a little silly with people staring at him, wondering why he was up there. But I do know this. The Zacchaeus who climbed up the tree was not the same Zacchaeus who came back down again. He had been utterly changed by his encounter with Jesus. Someone who had merely wanted to see Jesus out of curiosity unexpectedly experienced Jesus. There's a big difference between seeing something and experiencing it, wouldn't you agree? This experience causes Zacchaeus to vow to give half his wealth to the poor and to make restitution to anyone he has ever cheated, Jesus declares that salvation has come to the house of Zacchaeus and rejoices, but not just for him. Jesus is letting all of us know that God especially rejoices for all the lost who find their way home. So what about that sycamore tree? Well, just like the one in Staten Island all those years ago, and the one in Jericho that we heard about today, you never know what you're going to see or who's going to see you if you just have a little courage and start to climb. Like Zacchaeus, if we go out and look for Jesus, even if we are lost, especially if we're lost, it is very often then, at that moment, that we are found by him. Amen.